Our guest is Frank Galusha, and Frank has one of our radio shows. And what we're going to be doing over the next couple of weeks is having everybody that has one of our shows, one of our community shows, on the air with you, so we can kind of reintroduce and let everybody in the audience during the week take a look and listen to them and see how come we're so proud to have them on our station. Frank, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. The biggest issues right now are locally is the fact that we have a killer looming over Clark Reservoir. The energy regulators and the resource agencies are just uncompromising about that, Carl. They won't sit down and talk with the local organizations that want to operate those hydropower facilities and help the fish with some improvements on the habitat there. The agencies simply want to get a few more miles of stream, and they're willing to blow up a beautiful reservoir and take down two clean hydro plants in order to get it. And I think it's time for the resource agencies and the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission to sit down at the table and talk with these ranchers down in the Old Cow Creek and South Cow Creek watersheds.
Yeah, so this has a severe impact on them.
Well, it hurts our fishermen. It hurts our community of Whitmore. It could put a dagger in their heart to have that reservoir destroyed. That's about the only major attraction they have up there besides the some of the farms and ranches that sell produce and flowers and stuff like that. So it's mm-hmm. It's bad. And another big issue, Carl, is up on the Scott River, where the Department of Fish and Game has been given great credit recently for rescuing thousands of coho salmon. Well, the truth is, coho salmon really don't belong in the Scott River Valley up by Wairika. It gets too hot there in the summer and late fall, and all the streams dry up naturally, or a lot of them dry up naturally, and we're trying to save coho, a fish that's a coastal species from up there, all because they got introduced after the construction of some of the dams on the Klamath River. They made the hatchery produce 75,000 fingerling coho salmon. So, the salmon have come back to their home naturally, and so now they're inhabiting the Scott River Valley. But there was never many there to begin with back in the pioneer days. And we're just trying to do something ridiculous, all because of the ESA. And by the way, the ESA, which is the Endangered Species Act, that's nothing but another killer. It has saved nothing, as far as I'm concerned, is abused and overused. And it's actually a danger to our outdoor freedoms.
When I was up there with Wairika and talking to the people about what was going on up there in the valley and these water wars, that was one of the things that struck me as being so strange, is that the coho salmon aren't even native to that area. No. Yet we are not being able to put trout into streams, into lakes, in different spots of California, as we've been doing for over 100 years, because they are not natural. They could take over, and yet we've been doing it 100 years. Nothing's happened. The frogs are still alive, and yet we stopped that, and yet we push all over a non-native species, and we're going to destroy people's lives and their works and their ranches for a non-native species.
Right, and the truth is, Carl, that if there were some coho in that area in older days, but they were never in great abundance. So it's not a fishery we should be trying to save.